Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people this, huh?
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone. Yes, this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. So glad to see all of you here today. And we are super excited about what the Lord is doing. But before we go any further, let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah. We love you. Glory, hallelujah. You are the Holy One. You are the Mighty One. You are the Almighty One. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord. We are so excited because your presence is so tangible tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. We don't take this for granted. We don't take this lightly here with us. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And so we say, Lord God, have your way tonight. Move by your spirit, hallelujah, touch in ways that we're expecting you to, and then, Lord, do the unexpected, hallelujah, And really, I'm saying just do exceeding abundantly above. You always do this anyway. Than all we could ever ask, think, or even imagine. Thank you so much. And, Lord, we lift up our speaker tonight, Lord. We thank you for strengthening her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you've just set her on fire for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And even as you use her on tonight, Lord God, hallelujah, there'll be such an impartation of the fire that you place in her, Lord God. Hallelujah. There'll be, you know, such an impartation even of the spiritual warfare that you have ignited in her all of these years. We thank you, Lord God. We're open to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Ready to receive all that you have for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory even now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It's so much that I could say about this spiritual warfare. Well, it's boot camp. And let me start over. I'm so excited. Welcome to the Getter Radio Boot Camp, Basic Training in Spiritual Warfare. This is our fourth Thursday, our fourth session. Amen. And we have one more part left. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And, we've been having such a glorious time in the Lord. I've just been all stirred up, hallelujah. And I'm sure you have been too. I know that Pastor Price is going to go over and just give us a review. That's how she rolls. So she's going to give a review. But I'm going to give my review too. Praise God, and let her get started in just a moment. So what we've gone over in the past 3 weeks, because this is our fourth week, we've talked about how we must know who our commander in chief is, that we must know our identity package and know who we are. That was the first week. The second week, what we learned or what we went over was we are in a warfare with an organized enemy, and we must know that the greater one is in us. Hallelujah. And we are called to resist the enemy. Now, last week, what we went over is we are given delegated authority by God. And Jesus is our great example to follow. Now, tonight, I mean, all of them are great. But I was looking forward to tonight as well. And tonight, what she's going to be talking about is the weapons of our warfare. Now, if you have missed any of these broadcasts, any of the boot camp, you can go back and listen to them. And the way you listen is to go to Google or Bing and put in Get 'Em Radio. Just enter in Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And you can put boot camp next to that. And then all of these broadcasts should pop up, and you can click on them. And you'll do that. You'll see our Blog Talk Radio platform that we have it on. So, and when you get to Blog Talk Radio or Get 'Em Radio on Blog Talk Radio, we have so many wonderful archives. But start with the boot camp. And then, I mean, we're just a reference place. So if you wondered about Bitcoin or cryptocurrency from a Christian perspective, you can find out about that on Get 'Em Radio. If you're looking for to buy a home right now, you can find out about buying a home on Get 'Em Radio from a Christian perspective. Hallelujah. Even the healthcare information for 2021, even though we're almost out of that now. But you can find out about healthcare information as well. We have over 1,000 podcasts that you can look at or listen to on Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. We have a Bible teaching. We have a praying in tongues. Glory to God. And with interpretation, praise his holy name. We have healing ministry. It's so much that's on Get 'Em Radio. And, you know, when you have an opportunity 24 hours a day, you can listen to it. So that's how you get to Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. Praise God. So without any further ado, because I want to give her as much time as we can, you know, before we begin to open up the lines at around 10 o'clock. So I think most of you all know who she is, Pastor Helen Price. Praise God. She's the pastor of the Memphis Covenant Faith Church. Hallelujah. And she is my sister. Amen. She's my sister in Christ. And she is my sister. We have the same mama, Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. And what else can I can say so much about her. I've known her all my life. Oh, excuse me, and she is my spiritual mother. The Lord used her to just really bring me into the things of God, and I'm just so blessed by that. And so without any further ado, I know she has a lot that she's going to talk about tonight, and so I just want to introduce to some and present to all Pastor Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle Kizzy. God bless you. Thank you, as always, for that wonderful, wonderful introduction. I thank God for the privilege of not only being your natural sister, but for us being sisters in Christ, in Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said, who is my mother? Who's my father? Who's my sister and my brother? But him that doeth the will of the Father. And so I thank God that we're truly sisters in Jesus Christ. I thank God for you. And I want to thank you again for having me, for asking me to come and do this month. This going by very quickly. We're on the fourth week now. And thank you for inviting me. Hallelujah. And the Lord has always said to me in ministry, although I've been in ministry, I was called into the ministry in March of 1980, and I've been in ministry now for 41 years. The Lord has allowed me to go around the world, ministering the word in Hawaii, Tokyo, Hong Kong, India, Germany, London, to New York, and across the United States so many times. But I'm always, and the Lord said, never take things for granted. You know, I love that song that says, I hope you dance, and it says that you never take things for granted. And that's what God does not want us to do, is take things for granted. So I don't take even your invitation for granted. I don't take for granted and just take it lightly. I'm honored that you asked me to do this month's program. And the older I get in the Lord, the more honored I become when God opens the doors of utterance that his word may go forth. So I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy. I first of all want to give honor and glory to God, our Father, to Jesus Christ, my Savior, Lord, and my God. Hallelujah. To the precious Holy Spirit. And I want to give honor and glory to Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, and to you, Apostle, and all of the precious saints in their respective places, both those who will be listening now and to those who may be listening at a later time. It might be years from now if Jesus tarries to come. So I thank God for today, Apostle, and thank God for this day. I'm excited about what God is doing concerning this spiritual warfare. Let me go. I know you prayed. Let me go into a word of prayer so we can always acknowledge God and acknowledge him and what we do and how we do it. We remember in Mom's favorite scripture, Proverbs 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Prayer is so important. Okay. He said, men are always to pray and not to faint. And we give glory to God. As I started prayer, I want to tell you, I plead the blood of Jesus over myself right now. I went out this evening and not out, you know, out this afternoon while it was still day. And as I got out there, I began to sneeze. I don't know if I came through something, but I rebuke all allergic reactions, all allergic symptoms, all kind of nasal or sinus congestions of any kind upon me. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Charge and command it to leave me and not return. I plead the precious blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over my nose and my nasal passages, and I plead the blood of Jesus over this entire service in the name of the Lord Jesus. Kind Heavenly Father, as we just come even today, we worship you and we praise you, Father God, in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you for who you are in our lives. And we worship you and thank you for your good and goodness. We thank you again for waking each and every one of us up this morning, for protecting us all throughout the night last night, for giving us food to eat, clothes to wear, a nice place to stay in, and a nice vehicle to drive. Thank you for gas in our vehicles, Lord God. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for the use and activity of our arms and of our legs. Thank you, Lord God, even now for the use and activity. Thank you so much for the use and activity of our five senses. We don't take that for granted, Father God. Thank you for giving us the ability to see and touch and taste and hear and to be able to smell. Oh, Lord, we thank you today. We glorify and magnify and honor you. For you, Lord God, desire that we would worship you in spirit and in the truth of who you are. We thank you today, kind Heavenly Father, as always, for the greatness and magnitude of your love for us and that you gave the very best that you had to give, which is your precious, darling Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you today. We glorify and magnify your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you today for being our Savior, our Lord, our God, our constant companion, and our very best friend. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious, mighty blood. Hallelujah. Thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your blood that was shed for us on Calvary's cross. Thank you for your body that was broken, that because of you, Lord Jesus, we've been redeemed. We've been made righteous. We've been reconciled. We've been sanctified, made holy unto yourself, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then you ratified because of your precious, mighty blood, a better covenant based on better promises, ratified in your precious, mighty blood. And because of you, Lord Jesus, we have a relationship. We're not just talking about religion. We have a relationship with God, our Father, where we can cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy, God, our Peter, our source, from whom all blessings flow. We love you today, Lord Jesus. We thank you that because of you, Lord Jesus, that we have eternal, everlasting life, life more abundantly, and that abundant life that includes healing, health, and wholeness, deliverance, peace, and joy, prosperity, plenty, and more than enough to be a blessing that includes grace and joy and peace, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all of your blessings unto us. And then we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you told us it was for our benefit that you go away. For you said, if you go not away, then the precious Holy Spirit would not come unto us. But you said, Lord Jesus, when he has come, you said he, you called him a he. You said, when he has come, he would lead and guide us into all truth. He would show us things to come. He would glorify and honor you, Lord Jesus Christ, taking the things of you, Lord God, and revealing them unto us. Oh, we glorify and magnify your name. We thank you for your good and goodness unto us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You didn't leave us orphans or without the help that we need. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for being our Paracletos, the one who comes alongside of us and inside of us to empower us to lead a victorious and overcoming life in Jesus Christ. For this, we're so grateful. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, thank you for shedding love abroad in our hearts. Thank you for sealing us to the day of redemption. Thank you again for giving us the power we need to witness, to serve, and to love. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, even now for being the spirit of supplication and of grace. Thank you now for every earthly blessing and favor and special ability for what we're called to do. Have your way today, precious Holy Spirit. Lord God Almighty, move as only you can do today. Our eyes are upon you. Our eyes are upon you, Lord God. For you said that there are signs that follow those who believe in you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank you that you confirm your word with signs and wonders following. Our eyes are upon you today. Hallelujah. And we say, have your way today. Have your way. Do what you want to do. Minister, even precious Holy Spirit, in and through us this day. I pray, Lord God, that you would minister to us, to me, and to each one of us. And I often ask you to minister to me through me. Minister to me and to each one of us, even as you would to a little child. Lord God, just like you would minister to a little child. Lord God, we thank you today. We glorify. Make it plain to us, Lord God. We ask that you would speak through us today and speak to us today with clarity, accuracy, simplicity, and with a good understanding, is that your word, Lord God, would go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. Our eyes are upon you today. So we worship you, Father God, in advance. We worship you, Lord God Almighty, in advance. El Shaddai, the Jehovah, the great I am that I am. We worship you in advance. We take those few moments. It don't take long to just give you glory. It doesn't take long to give you praise. It don't take long to give you honor. For you inhabit, you live, and you're enthroned in the praises of your people. I thank you, Lord God. I glorify you. I magnify your name, and we give you glory today. Have your way, and we love you, Lord. We honor you and reverence you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for praying in and through me even this day. Oh, precious saints of God, today, as we come, we thank God for this fourth week of this basic training in spiritual warfare. I want to always, because there will be ones that will look, listen to this maybe at a later time. They may only get this particular message. They may only get to this one. They may not get to the whole series. And that's one of the reasons we go back over a review. Sometimes I would rather go on and sometimes just skip on into what he would have us to do. But glory to God, there may be somebody who needed to hear what you heard on the first week. Somebody needs to hear what you heard on the second week, the third week. We won't be able to go into it fully, but we can recommend to those of you who are listening, go back. As Apostle Kizzy said, go back to the archives of the God in the Mist radio program. Go back to get them and look, and you can go back and get an in-depth of what we've been ministering. But for those who may only get a chance to listen to this night's message, we want to give you a review of what we're talking about. In the ministry where God has me pastoring at Memphis Covenant Faith Church, glory to God, we've been doing, having a Wednesday night date night with the Lord. And in our date night with the Lord, as we've been having that date night, one of the things that And I had asked the Lord, I said this before, I was saying, oh, Lord, just couldn't it be called Wednesday night Bible study? He said, yes, it could, but I want you to call it date night with the Lord. And he said, it's an honor of the times when, you know, we go on a date with someone. We not only have dates with our mates, with our husbands, our wives, but we also go on dates with our friends, our family, our parents. We have special date times with them where we spend quality time with them, where we, you know, we're able to talk about some things unhindered and have some special time together. So on our date nights on Wednesdays that we have, God, the first thing, one of the first things the Lord began to have me to do was begin to have, he said, I want you to have a boot camp, Helen. And I want you to have not only that boot camp, but I want you to begin to minister on basic training in spiritual warfare. He said, I want you to be able to talk to my people and let them know that part of the identity that I've called them to, what he called an identity package, part of our identity package is that we are soldiers of the living God. He enlists us into his army. Glory to God. So we began on that Wednesday, and we began to have that date night and began to do boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. What I love about what we're doing here on Get 'Em is that we've been able to break it up and be able to do part one. We started on the first week. We did the introduction, and we began to establish, first of all, that we are soldiers of the living God. Number one, that was the introduction to it, that we must be aware that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Oh, beloved, if you're listening to this tonight, God wants you to know, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are now a soldier in the army of the Lord. One of our main scriptures for this time, these last three, now four weeks are 2 Timothy 2, verse 2 through 4. Really, we're going to look at 3 through 4. It says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We found out here in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3, he says, we're to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He calls us to be a good soldier in him. that he may please him. I'm sorry, verse 4 says, no man that warreth, so he let us know we're in a war, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, but he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. In 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 7, it says, no soldier goes to warfare at his own expense. Again, we as believers are called soldiers there. And so we see at the moment that we're saved and born again, we become enlisted and a part of God's army. And in Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 8 says, there is no discharge in this army. God wants to be able to train us and have us trained so that when we come against things in this life, we got to understand that we have an identity package that involves much more than just being a soldier. And we're going to talk about that in our review in a few moments. But he wants us to know that part of that identity package is you are a soldier in the living of the living God. And we know that I look at my precious niece on with us. Is one of our military guests. And she was not only a recruiter later on in her career, her military career, but she was also a retainer. And she would be one who would get people ready for basic training. And it was important that they would be able to retain the people that came so that they would not go back or leave. You wanted them, once they got there, they could they stay through the whole basic training program. And so what she would do was she would train them. They would have to be trained in several things. They'd have to know even now who their commander-in-chief is. They'd have to know the army officer and enlisted ranks. They would have to memorize general orders and soldiers' creed and the code of conduct and the soldiers' code. They would have to be trained in who they are now as a soldier, their identity as a soldier. They would have to be trained in their weapons, and that was very important. Because once they got in basic training, if they didn't even know how to take that weapon apart, that M16 A2 rifle or whatever kind of rifle they were training under, if they didn't know how to take that rifle apart, clean it, and put it back together, when they got into basic training, they would be behind. And her time, what she would do was that she said the time that she would really like to spend with a recruiter, with a recruit that's going into basic training, was 3 months. She would say 3 months is the best time to do it so she could get them trained and ready to go in so that they could learn certain things that would be ready and for basic training. Now, that's something. That's just like you look at children when they go to school. If you get a child that hasn't been in any kind of preschool, unless they've got an excellent parent who can really teach them, and they come in don't have preschool, and they don't go into kindergarten, and they want to go into first grade, they will not be prepared and ready. They even have one of my friends, Minister Reverend Treva Kelly, she was a Head Start teacher. And Head Start will give them a head start to get into kindergarten. You needed a head start just to get into kindergarten. Glory to God, kindergarten wasn't the thing. Head Start, you have to get that head start. Well, that's what happens with those people that would go into the armed branches in the United States. They needed a head start. Because if they came in there and she said people that only had a month to train, like they would only have a month to train, when they would go in there with just 1 month to train, they wouldn't be fully prepared to be able to be physically prepared or mentally prepared and positionally prepared to go in there to do what they needed to do when they got in basic training. So she was one that had to get them ready, and that's what God wants us to be ready. God wants us to be ready as soldiers of the living God. And they also, not only did they have to learn their weapons, and that's what we're going to be going over, is 10 of the weapons of our warfare today. And when I finish with this review, we're going over 10 of the weapons of our warfare. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even if it's just to go by your thoughts, to hear that, that's a wonderful blessing. And they must learn, and then we also know that soldiers must learn the dress code. And how to be dressed properly. That was something. She said, you don't come out of your fatigues and come out there going out on the field. You got to be dressed properly as a soldier in the regular army. Well, in God, we have to also be dressed properly. We got to know what to put off. We have to know what to put on. Hallelujah. And that is our last week, Lord willing, next week. That's the last sermon that we'll be talking about next week is the putting on the whole armor of God. And we'll be going through each one of the parts of that armor. and talking about what to put on, what to put off. Glory to God. We give glory to God for that. So we must be aware that we too, as those armed forces, those ones in the natural armed forces, we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. And there is a war going on. No man that warreth, it says, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. So the first thing we went over as we began, and I'm watching my clock so I can be able to really, and I want to say this. This, you know, when I think about it, we're here a month. We're doing a month. You know, one, two, three, four, five a month. We're doing that five different sermons, but it's still only an overview. Saints of God, it's still only an overview. Because to go in depth today into those weapons would take us weeks and weeks to go in depth into each and every individual one of them. So we're going to, and everything that we've been over is really still an overview. So don't think it, you know, they used to say, don't get it jiggy. Don't think I'm thinking that, oh, we're going in depth in something. We're only still giving you an overview. But God is establishing by his spirit in order for you to do your research, in order for you to go dig deeper as a soldier of the Lord, to let you know that you are a soldier, part of your identity package. When we went the first week that we started in this on week number one, on the first week, we began to know that we have an identity package, and we must know who we are in Christ Jesus. We've got to know that we're soldiers, but that's not all that we are. So we're not only soldiers of the living God in our identity package, but the word of God says we're believers in Jesus Christ. He tells us in Mark that there are five signs that follow those who believe in Jesus. Oh, there are signs and wonders that will follow you. God will confirm his word for believers. Then we've got to know that we're also called in 123 places in the Bible, called to be saints of God. We're set apart by God. It's almost a part of being like sanctified, but it carries a that we're called saints. Do you know that you're a saint? You're not only a believer. Yes, we're focusing on that we're soldiers, but you got to know that is not the only part of your identity package. I challenge you to go and find out who you are in him, in whom, in Christ. Hallelujah. So we're not only soldiers of the living God, but we're believers. And as a believer, you got to know there are signs and wonders that will follow those who truly believe, lean on, rely, and trust in Jesus Christ. We're called to be saints of the living God. In Acts 11:26, it says we're called in Antioch. They were first called Christians there. What city do you live in? What state do you live in? I lived for a while in California, and they would call me a Californian. If you lived in Galatia, you would be called a Galatian. If you lived in Ephesus, you would be called an Ephesian. So that I-A-N-S was put on Christ. And they said in Antioch, they were first called Christians there. That's who they lived in. That's who they followed. Those Christians, they were called Christians because they were following Jesus Christ. That means something when you're called to be a Christian. We saw also during that first week that we're a child of God. The word of God says that also that we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, God's own special people in 1 Peter 2:9. And then the one we're a child of God is John 1:12. In Ephesians 2:10, we saw that we are God's workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus for good works. Each of us are God's masterpiece. His handiwork, his workmanship. And I always like to say it, God does not make any junk. Glory to God. You're special. This is for somebody listening today. You're God's masterpiece, his work of art, his handiwork. You're his workmanship. You've been created in Christ Jesus for good works. And then we looked at during that first week that we've been made by God to be kings and priests, not just king's kids. God said, I've called you to be a king, kings and priests. I love Revelation 5:10 and Revelation 1:6. It talks about that we've been made to be kings and priests. Revelation 5:10 goes a little further. It says we're called to reign with him. We're called to rule and to reign. Look it up, Revelation 5:10. Then in Romans 8:17, it says we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We have an inheritance. We're not behind on anything. The cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to God. And let me tell you something, saint of God, it belongs to you. The silver and the gold is God's, and because we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, what belongs to God belongs to you. Glory to God. We looked at that. We're called ambassadors of Jesus. This is all a part of our identity package, that we're called ambassadors of Jesus Christ in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. We're now God, now Christ's personal representatives. We say to people and encourage and urge people to be at peace with God and to be reconciled to God through his precious darling son, Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Our identity package also includes that we're righteous. We've been given right standing with God. I can say I'm righteous. Not only am I a saint of God, a Christian, hallelujah, but you are also, if you're in Christ, you're righteous. John 15 and verse 13 says, we're called to be friends of God. You're a friend of God. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. I was looking at the end of a program today, and there was a guy that was truly hurt. Because he thought that this man on that program was his friend, and I did too. But at the end of the program, the friend that he thought was really his friend ended up being a Benedict Arnold. And his friend, when he got out there, he said, I wanted to win honorably. And I thought that his friend wanted to win honorably, but his friend lied to him to an end. I don't care how people might do it. I'm telling you, God will not lie to you. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. You're my friends. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I've called you friends in verse 14 of John 15, 14. Then we're called to be the redeemed of the Lord. We've been redeemed. Oh, saints of God, the reason I go back over that identity package is that you've got to know, yes, you're a soldier. Yes, you're called into a warfare, but you've got to know that there's much more to you even than being a soldier, that we're the redeemed of the Lord. In Galatians 3, 13 and 14, we're the sanctified ones. We've been sanctified in Christ Jesus, sanctified by Jesus' body, sanctified by his blood in Hebrews 10, 10, sanctified by his precious Holy Spirit, Romans 15, 16, sanctified by his word and by his truth in John 17 and verse 17. And then we're called the reconciled ones in Christ in Colossians 1:22. Also, we're new creations in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We're called the saved ones. Hallelujah. In Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. And then again, we come right back around to 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3 and 4, that we're also called by God to be soldiers of the Lord. And then as we begin to go into the next week of what we were going through, we learned that we must know who our commander-in-chief is. You see, in America, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, of the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, the commander-in-chief of these armed forces in America is the president, whoever that president might be. That's their commander-in-chief. That's, in America, he is the commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief is. And our commander-in-chief is Jesus Christ. He is the great head of the church, it says, in Ephesians 1 and verse 22. Glory to God in 5 and verse 23, who gives us his divine commission and backs us as we go. Jesus is called the captain of our salvation in Hebrews 2 and verse 10, and the captain of our faith in Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Oh, saints of God, I tell you that we have a commander-in-chief who is with us. He's just not, you know, you can't just walk up to the president and be chummy with him. I don't know him very well, but I can tell you what, we can know Jesus Christ. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. We have the captain. We have a commander-in-chief who loves us. And listen, why is that so important? Why is it so important that we become intimately acquainted with our commander-in-chief? Why is that? Because God says, I don't want you to worry or be fretful about anything, no matter what it is. He wants us to cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. He doesn't want us to be worried or anxious about anything, but to pray about everything. And then let his peace that passes all understanding mount guard and garrison and keep our hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. God wants us to know so much about him that we won't doubt him. He wants us to know of his character, his nature, just how much he loves us. We must never forget the greatness and magnitude of his wonderful love for us. Because as we do, we will be assured that because he did not he that did not hesitate to spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, can we not trust such a God to give us with him everything else that we can need? God wants us to know and always remember that nothing is too hard for him. God wants us to know that he is still doing miracles today. And we must not limit him. Glory to God. On week two, yes, you say, she's going slow on this review, but we're almost through. And week two, we went through that we are in a warfare with an organized enemy. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in high places. But we must know that the greater one in 1 John 4:4 says the greater one is in us than he that is in the world. And Romans 8:32, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. And then we're called to resist the enemy. He says, if you will resist the devil, he will flee from you. We're called in this army to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. And we remember that we're in a warfare. And in this warfare, we've got to know the biggest battle is between our ears. For he said, casting down vain imaginations, every high thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. And why is the greatest weapon between our ears? Because if he can get it between our ears to go down into our heart, it will ultimately come out of our mouth and begin to affect our situation. All he needs is for somebody to be in agreement with him. That's what he did when he took away the dominion of Adam and Eve. And Eve had sinned. Her dominion was given over by eating of that fruit. Then Adam came along, and instead of him holding on and said, I don't care what she did, I'm not eating of this. But he went on and ate, and the dominion was given over. And man lost and was sold onto the auction block of sin and of death and had to be redeemed through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So remember that the biggest battle is in and has been many times between the ears. And then remember again that we discussed that our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We're told what to fight, who to fight. We're not to fight our mother, our father, our sister, our brothers, our uncles, our aunts, our nieces, our nephews. We're not to fight our cousins. We're not fighting our dog. We're not fighting our cat, our neighbor. We're not fighting our teacher. We're not fighting other saints. Glory to God. That's what the enemy wants us to do. Our warfare is not with flesh and blood. But again, we saw that it is with principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in high places. We went over those ranks. And so we have to also remember again, the greater one is in us than anybody or anything that is in the world. Then last week, we covered this part, that we have been given delegated authority by God. He has made us to walk in dominion by the authority and the power he's given unto us. And Jesus is our great example to follow. Remember, we're Christians. We're followers of Jesus Christ. We're in him. We follow his example. We looked at very clearly, and you go back, if you will, to listen to this. We look very clearly that Jesus would rebuke a thing. He would rebuke the wind and then give it a charge or a command. We saw that he would, when that little boy who was overtaken by a suicide spirit that would often throw him into the fire and into the water in Mark 9 and verse 27, that would throw him into the fire, into the water to destroy him. Jesus rebuked that foul, unclean spirit and then gave him a charge and command, said, come out of him and never return. Somebody said, but that was Jesus. Wait a minute. Jesus has told us because from the very beginning, he has called us to walk in delegated authority. In Genesis 1, 26 through 28, God said he made man in his image and in his likeness. He said, let them have dominion. He called us from the very beginning to have dominion, power, and authority. He told us that. Even in Genesis 1, 28, he said he blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. He gave us to have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. So Jesus, he would use the delegated authority that he had. He would rebuke a thing and then give it a charge and a command. And then he's given us delegated authority and power to use his name. In Matthew 28, if you remember, Jesus came to them and said, all authority, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Then he said in Mark 16:17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. If you're a believer, these are the signs that are supposed to follow you. He said, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's what we do in his name. And then he said, they went forth in verse 20. And they preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. God said, I'll work with you, beloved. I'm your commander-in-chief, soldiers of the living God. He said, I'll work with you, confirming my word with signs following. And then we saw in Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. That's that delegated authority. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Philippians 2:9-11 says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So remember, Jesus is our great example of how to use that authority and power. Remember again in Matthew 4:39, he would rebuke a thing and then give a charge and a command, Matthew 4:39. Remember again in Mark 9:17-27, Jesus would rebuke a thing. He rebuked that suicide and dumb spirit that had often thrown that little boy into the fire. I said that before, but I'm saying it again for your hearing, and into the waters to destroy him. And he charged and commanded that spirit to come out of him. Right now, somebody is having some discomfort in your chest. I rebuke in Jesus' name every spirit of discomfort around your heart and around your chest. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. I charge and command it to leave you now and not come again. I plead the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the word of God over you right now, over your heart. He conjured your liver, your kidney, your spleen from the top of your head to the soles of your feet in Jesus' name. Then the disciples, because we're Christians, they followed the example of Jesus Christ. We're Jesus Christ followers. Using the delegated authority of the name of Jesus, they would also rebuke a thing. Last week we saw they would rebuke a thing in the name of Jesus, and they would also give it a charge, a command, and an order. In Acts 3:6-8, Acts 3:16, Acts 16:18. So now we come to this week, week four, is that we remember that he told us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. He told us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Glory to God. Our weapons, we have weapons. The word of God says we have weapons, and our weapons are not carnal. They are not fleshly weapons. We read that before, but they are mighty to God to the pulling down of strongholds. I want to read that. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, so there are weapons, beloved, not only are you a soldier and you're enlisted into God's army, but you've got to know that God has given us weapons of our warfare. And they are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And remember, the first battlefield is in the mind, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So we realize that there is a war going on, and that the war is really involved, what it really is. He said, endure a hardness as a good soldier. And we saw in 2 Timothy, and we looked at that 2 Timothy 2:3. He said, endure hardness. What does that word hardness mean? It means difficulties, battles, troubles that we encounter in this life. They're things that we're going to encounter in this life. And he said to endure hardness as a good soldier of the Lord. And we see that God has told us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So we're going to go through very quickly in these next 10 minutes, we're going to go through the weapons of our warfare. Now, remember, I told you at the beginning, this kind of message on the weapons of our warfare can be preached for years. It can literally be preached for months because we can go into in depth. But I'm going to go through again an overview of the weapons of our warfare today, as I will next week on the armor of God. So the weapons of our warfare, we're at that point now because we'll be finished, Lord willing, by 10 o'clock. Glory to God. So Apostle can open up the lines. Glory to God. The weapons of our warfare, number one, is the name of Jesus Christ. That's one of our first weapons, because Jesus said, in my name, you shall cast out devils. In my name, you shall speak with new tongues. In my name, when I lay hands on people, I say I lay hands on you in obedience to the great head of the church, Jesus Christ. And I speak to every spirit of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort in Jesus' name. I charge and command you to leave them and not return. I rebuke it and cause it and charge it to leave them in Jesus' name. Oh, you're a soldier. You've been given authority to use the name of Jesus. In Philippians 2, we read that he's given Jesus a name that's above every name. But at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, every knee shall bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. I'm a living witness. For many years, I saw again when I tell the story, and I've told you all this before. Some people know the story, and I'll tell it really quickly, these ones very quickly. And then my next door neighbor, I was coming home one day, walking down the street, and she began to beckon to me, come quickly, come quickly. And her son was in there having a seizure. They had laid him on the table. He was a little boy, and he was having a seizure. And so I'm going to use my medical expertise, you know, to go get the spoon so he won't bite his tongue and would not bite his tongue. And so I'm going to use my medical expertise. And he began to go into a grand mal seizure. And sometimes they changed it now by putting the spoon in somebody's mouth. But at that time, we had learned that you had to put the spoon to keep that tongue from being bitten. But he went into a grand mal seizure. So I heard in my spirit, oh, so you going to use your medical expertise? He said, you better pray. And the Lord said, say, in Jesus' name. I said, in Jesus' name, I command this thing to stop. And that baby, he went left and peed on himself. He's a grown man now. We often laugh about it when we talk. Glory to God. The name of Jesus is powerful. Another time when the young girl, she was caught, her head was caught and wedged out in the playground between some bars. And they came and they called the paramedics. They called the fire department. And at that time, they didn't know how to bend them things or however, but they couldn't get her out. And they came and ran and got me. I said, now, Lord, what are they coming to me? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? So I came down and I came on down there and I laid my hands in Jeff and in Jesus' name. And again, she went limp like a rag and her head just slipped out of those bars and she peed all over herself. I don't know what the correlation is about this peeing, but everything, every muscle, it went limp at the name of Jesus. Another time, one of my son's friends, he had been hit in the head with a boombox and he had died. He literally died. By the time had got him stuffed into the car in the front seat, rigor mortis had begun to set in. He was not breathing. The blood was coming out of his ears and all kind of things. And so they came down and ran and got me and put me in the back seat. It was so many people in that car. They just jammed me behind them. And then the Lord said, now put your hand. I put my hand on his ears. And I said, in Jesus' name. And all of a sudden he went, whoop. And that breath came back in him. And I thought, I said to myself, that was just his breath just came back. But the girl, it was a girl in the car with us, and she saw me in the store. She said, no, Miss Price. She said, when you said the name of Jesus, his breath came back into him. That name, there's power in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. Hallelujah. It'll untie knots. It will straighten out situations. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus would tell us, use my name. Rebuke in my name, in the name of Jesus. Charge and command in his name. And it's not that they're going to bow because of just you saying something. They're going to bow their knee to the name of Jesus, because every knee must bow to the name of Jesus. Our second weapon that we're going through is the blood of Jesus Christ. And the blood still works. I heard one of the old saints say, the blood still works. Hallelujah. Revelations 12 and verse 11 says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. There's been some that said, I've often said that the name of Jesus Christ is a powerful weapon, because you can be somewhere and in the midst of it, you say Jesus. If you don't know nothing but Jesus Christ, and things will change around, especially when you're in an emergency situation. But then I begin to realize that the Holy Spirit, I've watched him do that when there are fights going on, when there's rough things. I'm pretty sure today when somebody, there was a shooting in the Kroger's today down here in Memphis, Tennessee, where 13 people were shot, one passed away. And in the midst of it, I know somebody was saying, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. And we often talk about pleading the blood of Jesus. That is a legal term. When we plead the fifth, and we go and plead as in our American Constitution, it's saying, I'm pleading the fifth that I have a right to not incriminate myself. I don't have to testify against myself. I don't have to say another word. That's pleading the fifth. What about pleading the blood of Jesus? When you plead the blood of Jesus Christ, you're saying that everything that Jesus paid the price for on Calvary's cross belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. Deliverance belongs to you. Peace belongs to you. Prosperity belongs to you. Joy belongs to you. So you begin to say, I plead the blood of Jesus. And my daughter said, Mama, she said, I didn't get her no sleep last night because I was pleading the blood of Jesus. God was letting me know, plead the blood of Jesus over your day. Plead the blood of Jesus over as you drive. Today, as we were driving today, a man came so close to hitting us, and he just dropped a wind in front. And I smiled because I knew the blood of Jesus had been pleaded over us today as we went out and as we came in. Oh, saints of God, keep that word. It's not just an old-time saint thing that's going on. God would say, plead your cause before me. We're saying to everything under the heaven and in the earth that the blood of Jesus has paid the price. That precious blood that was shed on Calvary's cross in order to ratify a better covenant based on better promises ratified in his blood. And we're saying that everything that was ratified, that's why he said, I've given you a better covenant. A better covenant based on better promises. What's in that covenant? Healing, again, I said. Healing, health, and wholeness, that belongs to you. I plead the blood of Jesus over every cell and organ and system of my body. I plead the blood of Jesus over my children for protection. I plead the blood of Jesus over my finances. Say poverty, lack, and want, you don't belong to me. I plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, plead the blood of Jesus. It's an important weapon of our warfare. And remember, the blood still works. Our number three weapon is the word of God, which is the sword of the spirit, Ephesians 6 and verse 17. That's our sword that we cut with. It's active, operative, energizing, effective, able to do the job and able to do it well. That's the word of God. Another weapon, remember, we can go deep into this now, all of them, but we only have about four more minutes. Now, our number four is worship and praise. In 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 22, it says, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were coming against Judah, and they were smitten. Oh, beloved, you may be just one praise away. You may be just one praise away from your victory, because worship and praise expresses your faith and your trust in God, and it will turn the situation around. Keep on worshiping him. Keep on praising him. Keep on giving him the glory and the honor, and it's to stay in the praising zone. I heard one of the old-time saints say, stay in the praising zone. And then our fifth weapon is the prayer of agreement. Matthew 18, 19. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask by my Father which is in heaven, it shall be done. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 30 says, one of you could put 1,000 to flight. Two of you could put 10,000 to flight. Joshua 3:23 and verse 10 says, one could put 1,000 to flight. Hallelujah. Somebody said, as I was on this with the saints said, we need to double team the enemy. Oh, don't let nobody let you be a lone ranger out there. Sometimes you got to pray in agreement with somebody to have the situation to be turned around. Hallelujah. Remember, we need a soldier buddy. Whenever you go in the armed forces, one of the first things they give you is a soldier buddy, somebody that can stand. One can put 1,000 to flight. Hallelujah. Two can put 10,000. Oh, get in prayer and agreement with somebody for things to be turned around. Then number six, our number six weapon is intercession in other tongues. Intercession in other tongues. Romans 8, verse 26, for the Holy Spirit himself, he knows how to pray through you as you ought to pray. Oh, we don't know sometimes what to pray and how to pray, but the precious Holy Spirit knows how. Glory to God. Then the number seven weapon is the sowing of a special seed. In Acts 10 and verse 4, Cornelius had prayed, and he was giving of his offerings and of his alms. And when he did, it turned the tide and caused quick reversal of circumstances. Do you need something to be turned around quickly for you? Sow a special seed. Give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I found it to be so. Lord, I'll tell you when and what in little as much. Let me tell you, little as much. When God is in it. My daughter wanted a baby sister that looked just like her. She would give a quarter sometime and a dollar for a baby sister, and God did just that for her. Then number eight is prayer with fasting. Some things come out only by prayer and fasting in Mark 9:29. Esther fasted and saved herself and a whole nation. Daniel fasted. I'm telling you, prayer with fasting is one of the weapons of our warfare. Then our mouth is a special weapon. Yes. You can't just be yuck, yuck, yuck and say it. I'm just going to say anything. There was one of my friends, and she's gone on to be with the Lord. She would often tell her children, have you lost your mind? And two of her children, they lost their minds. You can't be speaking, oh, my bad, the little child. You're just a bad, the little son. And you just, well, that child, what can they do? The word of God said death and life are in the power of the tongue. And when we decree a thing, it will come to pass. What Proverbs 6 and verse 2 says, we are snared and trapped by the words of our mouth. And then our last weapon is the canopy of God's glory as a defense. Isaiah 4 and verse 5. The canopy of God's glory. One man, he was over there, and he was well. There was a lot of mosquitoes and big, huge mosquitoes. And he said, Lord, what must I do? He said, pray the canopy of my glory as a defense. To remember, God's glory went before the Israelites as a fire by a cloud by day and a fire by night. We got to know that God will be his glory will be a canopy, a protection, a defense for us. See, we've gone through the 10. I told you this could be done. This could be done. This could take a year to go through each one individually. But today we've gone over 10 of the weapons of our warfare. I just want to thank God for each one of you. I thank God for the word tonight. Remember that you're a soldier. Remember that you're in the army of the Lord. Remember that you have a commander-in-chief who loves you dearly. Oh, how he loves you and me. And he's the one who's all-powerful, greater than anybody. He's the great head of the church, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And then we must understand that we're soldiers. We have an identity package, which includes that we're soldiers of the living God. And we have to understand that Jesus has given us delegated authority and delegated power. Hallelujah. And then today we went over 10 of the weapons of our warfare. I'm closing, Apostle. It says he gave us the name of Jesus Christ. That's a weapon. The blood of Jesus Christ. And remember, the blood still works. The word of God is the third one, which is the sword of the Spirit. He gave us worship and praise. That's 2 Chronicles 20 and 22. We saw, and remember, stay in the praising zone. You may just be one praise away from your victory. Remember, the prayer of agreement is our fifth one, Matthew 18:19 and Deuteronomy 32:30. Remember, intercession in other tongues, Romans 8:26. The sowing of a special seed is number seven. Number seven, Acts 10:4. The seed that turns the tide and gives quick reversal of circumstances. Number eight, prayer with fasting, Mark 9:29, and in Esther 4:15-16. And then nine, our mouth is a special weapon. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. And lastly, and remember, this is not by no means all-inclusive. There are other weapons. I'm only giving 10 today. The canopy of God's glory as a defense. The canopy of God's glory as a defense. That man I told you about that prayed about the mosquitoes, when he prayed the canopy of God's glory as a defense over him, he said the mosquitoes would get right before him and then turn around and leave. So sometimes we might have gnats in our house. We have to pray the canopy of God's glory against them. Ants, or just any kind of insects, anything that's not of God, we pray the canopy of God's glory as a defense. Over our finances, against poverty, lack, and want. Over our bodies, against weakness, sickness, and disease. Whatever it is. And we give glory and honor to God. Father, we just thank you. And I give glory to you. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for precious Holy Spirit for speaking in and through us tonight. And I give you glory. I give you praise. And I give you honor. In Jesus' name, Apostle, is back in your hands. Glory to God.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Ooh, powerful. Absolutely powerful word of God. You know, and then even to go back over and do a review of everything. So I went back in the notes that I made in the previous weeks and inserted things even into what I've done already. This is such a blessing. Say that it's just so much that I could say, but Pastor Price is she told us that she's going to give us certificate of completion. Amen. And you can get a certificate of completion by sending Pastor Price an email and letting her know that you are committed to completing this boot camp. And give her, you know, just put your name on your email, and she will send you a certificate at the end of this. Now, if you missed it before, if you missed any of the other parts of the boot camp and you want to get a certificate, just go, you on your own, you're on your honor, just go back and listen to it. Amen. And I was saying that the way that you can do that of the boot camp is just to Google or Bing any search engine and put in Gitm Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And you could put probably G-I-T-M Radio boot camp and be able to pull this up. And it'll show it, when you click on it, it should say Blog Talk Radio underneath it. But you click on it, and you'll be able to listen to it. So if you want to get a certificate, you need to send an email to Pastor Price, and her email address is helen.price, the number one, at gmail.com. So it's helen.price, number one, at gmail.com. Okay, and it's HelenPrice1@gmail.com, and the one is the number one, not the spelled out one. Amen. Hope you understood that. And so you send that to her and let her know that you know you do want to get the certificate. Now the certificate is not just something that you're just going to throw in a drawer somewhere. But it is, it's a keepsake. It looks beautiful. I've seen the draft of it, and it looks beautiful. And then it will also have all those notes you were trying to make. It'll have the outline, at least an outline. And so this is something that you can go back to for the preachers, for the outline that she's going to put on there, the points that she's going to put on there. Along with the scripture. So this is something that you're going to want to keep, to hold on to and refer back to. Amen. While we're talking about Pastor Price, you know, one of the weapons of our warfare is sowing. Amen. Hallelujah. So as the Lord leads you, if you would like to sow a seed into her life, into her ministry, you know, 41 years. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know that the Lord has had me, you know, during the years, not just because she's my natural sister, but to sow some seeds. And I believe, you know, we both have our anointings. I'll say it like that, and God has shown that very clearly. I do believe that the anointing that I'm walking in is as a result of sowing seed into Pastor Price's life. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I've sown seed into other people's lives, too, and I got some of that, too. So, amen. So, you know how Elisha said to Elijah, you know, he wanted a double portion of what Elijah had, but he had to sow into his life, you know. And the way he did that was, I mean, he had to wash his hands and help take care of him and all of that. And so we have an opportunity to sow seed. So what you can do, you can sow a seed into Pastor Price's life via her Cash App. And her Cash App is $ Glory to God 39, $ GLORYTOGOD 39 at, no, that's it, right? It's no at. Glory to God 39. It's the $ in front. $glory to God39. Praise God. Amen. Now, before we even open up the lines, I want to do this very, very quickly, but I believe it's very important. If you're listening, and I believe everybody's saved who's here, but there may be people listening. You may have just pulled up this podcast, and God has just touched your heart, and you're listening to it, and you say, oh, wow, about that identity and all of that, I wanted to be all of that that Pastor Price is talking about. I want my identity to be, you know, that I'm a child of God. I want my identity to be this, but I don't know how to do that. I want to be that ambassador. I want to be a saint. I want to be a child of God, his workmanship. I want to be a king and a priest and all of that. Well, God wants you to be all that. And it starts with receiving Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. And then the identity comes to you. Apart from that, apart from him, Jesus and his finished work on the cross, we have no identity. That's why things are so wacko. Now, people try to identify themselves as who they're not or who they think they should be. You know, it's a lot of identity theft that has been going on. But God wants to give you your true identity in him. Praise God. And as you receive him as your Lord and Savior, you lay hold to your true identity. Or trying to find out, well, who am I? I need to find myself. Will you find yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ? He will let you know who he created you to be in him, the very best you. Hallelujah. And so Jesus said this, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. He loves you so much, and he wants you to have his identity in you. Praise God. And so Romans 10:9 tells you how to be saved. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Oh, yes, it sounds very easy. Yes, yes, because Jesus did all the work. He did all the labor. What he's done, and then he can completely transform our lives. And so pray this prayer with me with all your heart. And, you know, confessing with your mouth is praying a prayer. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. So as you pray, make a choice with all your heart. Hallelujah. That Jesus will be the Lord of your life. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart, to my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. Forgive me of all my sins. And now I know I'm born again, I'm saved, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And we want to invite you, hallelujah, if you don't have a church home to go to, we invite you home. Hallelujah. We can be your home at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet on Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This same phone number, 516-418-5699. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And so join us. Hallelujah. And we'll help you to grow in the things of God. And if you go to any Bible-believing church, you're going to be helped to know who you are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And we welcome you now. And the last thing I want to say about this is, Lord, we ask you to fill them with your Holy Spirit right now. Fill, hallelujah, each and every one of us with your Holy Spirit, that we are preserved blameless. We are preserved, hallelujah, in you, Lord God. And then we thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit and with power, power to walk right, power to live right, power to even speak in our heavenly language. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord always has me say that prayer, even though most people on the line right now are born again, you're saved. But the Lord wants all of us to be the minister of reconciliation and to lead people to Christ. It may be someone who will come to your door with your Instacart. Hallelujah. Somebody at the grocery store, somebody at the doctor's office who needs to be saved. And we can't say, let me take you to church on Sunday, you know, because Sunday may not come for them. Thing may happen. They may have been at the Kroger's, you know, today where there's a mass shooting. All kinds of things are going on. We have to be ready to lead somebody to Jesus right there, right then and right there, because we don't want them to go to hell. We want them to be with the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So I see some people have pressed their number one key. We're going to open a line. If you have any questions, comments, I mean, encourage the woman of God. I mean, you don't have to do a whole doctoral dissertation and all of that, but just encourage the woman of God. Or if you have any questions, comments, if you have any prayer requests, you want a word from the Lord. Amen. Press your number one key. Praise God. And don't be shy. We have about 45 minutes time left here. If we need to go into overtime, we will. But I'm just saying, press your number one key now. Get in the queue, and we will get to you. Hallelujah. We're going to open the lines now. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom, glory to God, and Pastor Catherine, hallelujah. We're going to open your line now. Welcome, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine.
Thank you. Have a good thing I'm offering this.
Good message?
Good message. And I really enjoyed it. And I thank the Lord for it.
Amen. Glory to God, Pastor Mom. Love you, Pastor Mom, and thank you for being online, you and Pastor Catherine.
You're welcome.
As always, Apostle has us to pray, have us to pray for you. This night we continue to lift up Pastor Mom. In the name of Jesus, we speak to all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, every bit of pain and discomfort to her body. We rebuke it at the root in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave her and not return. I plead your blood, Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus over Mom, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, to her long-term and short-term memory. I plead the blood of Jesus over every cell, organ, and system of Pastor Mom's body, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We lay hold to and summon healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system in Pastor Mom's body. We pray this day that you would give her extraordinary, supernatural, unprecedented strength to every cell, organ, and system in her body in Jesus' name. And Lord, we love you. We thank you for Pastor Mom. Thank you for the life that she has lived before us, Father God. Thank you for the example that she has been to us, Lord God. Thank you for your love that permeates every cell, organ, and system of her being. We thank you for Pastor Mom, and we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I just want to say good evening, everyone. Pastor Helen and Apostle, all the saints that's on tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor Helen, for message. I mean, all of the message of all of this month. I think many of us have, I don't think we've maybe not forgotten it, but we just don't use the blood of Jesus. And again, for reminding us once again that the blood of Jesus is so important. And also the Bible says, what can make us whole again? Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And it's so important.
Hallelujah.
Thank you once again for just coming to remind us. And I thank you so much for just searching the scriptures, giving us all of the scriptures. And I didn't get a chance to write everything down tonight because I was kind of trying to get Mom ready and preparing for some other things. But I recorded myself, so tomorrow I can listen to it again. I won't have to go to get ready. I'm sorry, Apostle. But I will go back to it if I need to take some more notes. But I taped it myself on my phone so I can listen to it tomorrow. Again,
hallelujah.
I want to hear it again. But I thank you so much for just for all the studying that you've done and all the scriptures that you've given us, and that you backed up everything with the word. And so I just want to say thank you so much, and thank you, Apostle, for just having your spiritual mother and sister on again. What a blessing. It's been so good this year. I just appreciate all that you've done. So God, and love you all here.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Catherine. Thank you. Thank you so much. I tell you, God has given me dynamic sisters in the Lord. You're an apostle. I thank God for you. I may have been quote called as her spiritual mom, but I'm telling you, a pastor, an apostle is one of the generals in God's army, and Pastor Catherine, you are too. I thank God for the both of you. There are jobs that you all do, dynamic duo, that it would take many, many people to do just what you all do spiritually and in other areas. I love you both. God bless.
Amen. We thank God for his grace and his mercy. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, I see some of you have pressed your number one key. So we're going to begin to open up the line. Hallelujah. We'll start with... we have Pastor Rita here. Amen. And we have 61840. So right now, order. Anyone else, go ahead and press your number. God. Welcome, Pastor Rita.
Hello. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. We hear you. Welcome.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm blessed beyond imagination. I took 4 to 5 notes, pages of notes, because I write. I'm a person that write, and I want to praise and thank God for Pastor Helen. I'm telling you, boot camp training, spiritual warfare. That overview was awesome, and she said some key things, identification. It is so crucial today that we know who we are in Christ, who we are, who we represent. That is so crucial. The world is crying out to identify with something where they fit and blend in. And, you know, a lot of it is not good, but they need more generals. Four-star general, they need more warriors. And you said that too, that we have to know the position God has given us, the attire to wear when we go on into war, and the whole armor of God. I mean, there was just phenomenal things back to back that make sense. And I used to laugh at my dad. He's a military man. He says, once a Marine, always a Marine. He said, and I said, why do you sleep with your boots and your shoes by the bed all the time, every night, as long as I can remember? He said, we're always ready. He said, a warrior is always ready. Someone is in combat, the first thing you put on is your boots.
Hallelujah,
that's a blessing. So I was so blessed by everything that you said. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You talked about the vain imaginations. I mean, I just, and worship. That is something I got teased about. People were saying, man, she just worship all the time. She just worship music all in the house, on the radio. My brother came here from California talking about, how you listen to that so much all the time? I said, look, you in my car.
Hallelujah.
This is who I am and how I live. This is how I roll. So they got to get used to it, because I'm not changing my station or my lifestyle because, you know, somebody from the world is uncomfortable. You're supposed to be uncomfortable around the saints, around the saved people. And the power of the blood, oh, my goodness. I'm quick. I will say the blood of Jesus in a minute. My girlfriend, I mean, another evangelist of mine was at a park at an event, and these group of people were demon possessed, and we knew it. They were hackering, and this was a outdoor event for a church, and they just started walking our way. All I said is the blood of Jesus, and they jumped, and they went the other direction. I'm telling you, there is power. So I give God the praise and the glory and the honor for you equipping us, reminding us some of these things, you know, we kind of might have put on the back burner. And I was trying to write all those scriptures down. I know you were moving fast, but the canopy of God's glory, the covering canopy of God's glory, the overshadowing tabernacle of grace, that was really, really powerful. I really was just supernaturally blessed, and thank God for you. And know that we love you and praying for you and everyone on the line. This is my family, Sister Coleman and Pastor Bill Coleman. All of them were in my life when I first moved here from California. I went to their church. I came to Word of Faith, Four Square Church, and I'm telling you, we've never lost connection. I mean, I wasn't there, but I still always connect in with them. I stay with the family. I just do. I felt that way. Even when my son was dying, they spoke life back into me because it was so devastating that when I came back, and I think it was Sister Pam, she was saying, the devil trying to shut you down, trying to shut your mouth because, you know, it's devastating. You know, you just lost your child, and the devil tried to say your prayers are in vain. You know, what good is your prayers and all this? And no, it's not that at all. So praise God for what he's done and what he's doing, and for using you, a mighty, mighty woman of God. I mean, that was some rapid shooting. she had all her weapons out. Thank God. I was writing those scriptures down fast as I could. I think I missed a few, but I got majority of them. Praise the Lord. Love you so much.
Love you, too,
and thank you for your word. I wanted to ask you to pray for April, my this lady friend of ours who's a realtor who's helping us, her daughter, Megan. Tia Megan, 20 years old, was in a car accident in Springfield, Missouri. And so April is on her way there to see about her daughter. If you could just lift her up in prayer, I'd appreciate it.
Praise God. Father, we lift a Megan to you today, Daddy God, and her parents as they go to even now to see about Megan. We plead your blood, your word, your name over them as they go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We speak to all injury, all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort to Megan right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And as you've spoken out so often through Apostle Lord God, we speak to that spirit of injury and say you will not set in. You will not take course even now in Megan's body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over Megan from the top of her head to the soles of her feet against all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and all injury. We lay hold to them. We summon and we call for healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracles, and total recovery for Megan right now. We pray, Lord God, that every nurse, doctor, and technician that comes in contact with her, we pray grace,
grace, grace, grace, grace over them, Lord God. Give them the special endowment and ability, Lord God, to be able to work with Megan in Jesus' name. We commit and commit it to you, to the word of your grace. We're asking that you would give her recreated miracles. Give her miracles, Father, every moment, second, and hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we worship you in advance. We worship you in advance. We right now pray the blood of Jesus around Megan's heart. We pray the blood of Jesus around Megan's heart, around her respiratory system, her lungs, around her lungs, in the name of Jesus. We say even now, be healed, be whole, be well, be sound. Lord, we thank you that we come and we embrace your healing, health, and wholeness from Megan. And we thank you that we touch you with our faith, that you may, Lord God, bring healing, health, and wholeness to Megan and every cell and organ and system of her body. We thank you now in advance, and we give you glory. Thank you now. The blood is prevailing down in those lungs. The blood of Jesus is prevailing in her lungs. The blood of Jesus is prevailing in her lungs in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Triplett. Give my love to Pastor Eric, and I thank God for the both of you all. Give glory to God. Thank you. Send much love. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our next caller is area code 618-409. We're going to open up your line. Tell us who you are. Welcome.
Hallelujah. Good evening. This is Sister Tammy in Illinois. God bless each and every one of you.
Hi,
just praise God.
Tammy.
Hi. How are you doing, Apostle? Yes, ma'am. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm so blessed. So blessed and so grateful. You know, I don't get a chance to come on every week. It's actually maybe once a month or every few weeks or so. But I, you know, and often I get on late because of, you know, things that are happening or scheduling or whatever. But let me tell you something. Late is always on time. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. When I get on, what time, I don't care if it's just starting in the middle, almost over. God's word is always on time, and whoever you have on is always a blessing, and there's always a deposit into my spirit. My God, tonight was just so rich. I agree and concur with everything that has been said thus far. That was so rich. Pastor Price, thank you so much for imparting that word. My God, I must go back and listen. I didn't know there was a boot camp all month, but oh boy, I will be in boot camp, okay? Get it in. So at some point, I will be looking on and finding the email to get my certificate. And I will be using that. I tell you, the word of God, it is rich. In this time, people don't know who they are. And I know that our identity is in Christ. So thank you. Yeah. And then the weapons, I mean, I'm just blessed. I feel so full right now. And I'm just like, okay, I need to calm down. I can't write notes. I worked with doctors for many years, and now my notes look like I write in tongues. So I don't trust what I would write. So I'm going to go back and take it in and slowly write so I can just take all of that in. But I came back to say thank you. Hallelujah. I came back to say thank you because last time I was on, I was in the hospital with my brother Raymond. And he has been through so much. I mean, I could sit on here till next Thursday and tell you all about the things that my brother has been through since he was born. Doctors didn't think he was going to make it like the day. You know, they told my mom and dad he would die, like, in the hospital. He wasn't going to make it because he was born with so many things going on. And when he made it, because, you know, a week or two, he won't make it 6 weeks. Oh, okay, so when he made it to 6 weeks, he definitely won't make 6 months. So Raymond kept on making these milestones that they kept saying he wasn't going to make. So finally the doctor said, well, I guess he's supposed to be here. And so I know that God has gotten the glory out of his life, and he's been a testimony to our family for many years. So I'm just grateful because you all prayed for Raymond. I laid hands on him, and he was mumbling with the prayer that he was asked to pray back in the hospital. And I'm still shaking my head because Raymond's been on insulin for many years. And I know what happened that night. I felt the anointing of God. And you know, people pray and we agree. And I know that that works. And I know that the prayer of agreement works and the power of God works. And Raymond, I had to take him to the hospital emergently a few weeks ago, as you all know. So he got out the hospital, and we couldn't figure out what was going on with him, why he wasn't feeling well. Well, guess what? He no longer needs to take insulin.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
I'm just, glory to God. Thank
glory
you, Jesus. His blood sugar, hallelujah. His blood sugars have been maintained just by his diet. I don't care what anybody says. That's God. That's
glory
not necessarily dialysis. Because I know a whole lot of people still taking, you know, dialysis 3 days a week, and they still have to be on insulin. This man, he's been maintained on just diet alone. And I thank God, because I'm like, all this other stuff is wrong with him. He can't get back on the kidney transplant list at the moment because of this and because of that. But I'm believing God that he's going to get a kidney, and he's going to be able to be put back on that list. I just wanted to come back and say thank you. I had to come back and say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just wanted to thank you all for your obedience to the word of God and just for being here, for being, like I said, whenever you drop in, whenever you stop in, one of my sisters in Christ always say, stop by. So whenever I stop by, I thank God for the blessing. I just thank God for the blessing of this life. And I just had to share that this evening. Hallelujah.
We
thank
God for you for attending. Thank God for you sharing that testimony. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 I got some more, and I'm going to try to shut up, but my job had been so overwhelming. So, you know, the life of a caregiver and being a wife and a mother, it's all kinds of stuff. You all know everybody got a story. That's not what this is. But I had been so consumed with stress, and the enemy was trying to, just take, like literally, y'all know stress will take you out if you allow it. If you don't let God just rule and reign and consistently stay before him and stay on your face, you'll be on your face and in the corner for another reason. So I had to take authority over that thing. And I joke with my friends. Well, my friends, the joke, but I was serious. My password was, Lord, deliver me, because I was thanking God for the paycheck, you know. And how it's like, how dare you complain about a job? I wasn't doing it audibly, but it was just not good. I was just grateful for the paycheck, but I was so miserable because it was so overwhelming with everything going on. And God did it suddenly. He did it suddenly. I've been delivered from that job, and God blessed me with another one. This is my first week, and I'm making more money than I was. And it's so peaceful now. It's almost like I don't even, it's almost like I feel like I'm cheating, because I'm like, wait a minute, is this it? You know, I'm like, what in the world happened? God, you did it suddenly. I'm just so grateful right now, because I'm like, what happened? It's like I'm looking around, what happened? I didn't have time to apply it anywhere, and one of my old bosses said back. I'm like, what in the world just happened? He started his own company, and he called us back. So, I'm just coming back to say thank you, Jesus. God is still
thank
a miracle
Jesus.
Worker. He's still performing miracle signs and wonders. I'm telling you. It just happened so quickly. So I just thank God that I feel like I can breathe again. I feel like I just thank God I have more energy to take care of my mom and my brother and be more attentive to my husband and my house. I'm just grateful. I'm just so grateful. Hallelujah. And I just thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You,
glory
Jesus.
To God. Glory
thank
to
you.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Much for coming back and sharing with us. Thank you. I was looking back at my notes. So Raymond was in the hospital on September the 9th.
Yes.
And so it hasn't even been a month yet. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to
amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
You. We'll
hallelujah.
See you the next time.
Ma'am.
I said, we'll look for you the next time God sends you. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I will be back. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. Pastor Price, anything else?
Oh, I'm just worshiping God. I'm just
amen.
Worshiping God, along with Sister Tammy. What a wonderful and awesome testimony. Thank you for sharing, Sister Tammy.
Okay, I have a quick question. How old is your brother, Raymond?
Raymond is, let me see, I'm 50. I'm 52. Raymond is 54, 53. He'll be 54 in January.
All right. Amen. That is a word for even situations that's going on right now, you know, about a baby about to be born. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. God is multitasking with this testimony. Amen. Have a blessed night.
You are too. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, praise the Lord. And let me tell you who else we have this holding that I can see. Minister Carey, you're next. Sister Janza, Pastor Rita, you press your number one key again. Anyone else? We have about 20 more minutes left in our regular time. So please press your number one key. We'll try to get to you. Okay, Minister Rachel, welcome.
Thank you, God, Mom. God bless each and every one of you. I've been so encouraged listening in. And may the Lord keep strengthening Aunt Helen, Pastor Aunt Helen, and her family, and blessing and meeting every need in her life. And I just been so encouraged tonight. And it reminded me of a time when 2006 when I got hit by a car. And I said, the blood of Jesus. And the next thing you know it, I'm here today. I'm going to turn 43 soon, next week. So I just thank God. His blood does heal. His blood does cover. Hallelujah. His blood does protect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank him for shielding my head from the other vehicle, that I didn't bust my head through another vehicle when my little body went flying. But God is amazing. He's amazing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just thank him that he's sustained me ever since.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Anything else?
Yes, and I was trying to keep up with getting the scriptures and stuff and highlighting it in my digital Bible. But I'm so blessed to keep on, that we can remind, you know, stay in God's word to remind us of God's goodness and everything like that, because a lot of stuff was trying to attack me, and I had to rebuke some things because stuff was coming out all at once. And I just thank him as I began to pray for my daughter, what was going on with her. God, his hand is truly upon her and my grandson. And so I thank him that my grandson, the Lord says, say his name. His name will be Gabriel Emmanuel Ross. So I just thank God for his beautiful blood covering Gabriel Emmanuel Ross in my daughter's womb for his glory. In his name. And God
Amen.
Bless you all.
And God bless you, Minister Rachel. We're standing with you even now concerning your little grandson and your daughter. And also my granddaughter, she went to the hospital right around the same day as your daughter did, but they sent her back home. And she's due any day now, too. Her name is Star. So just keep them in. I'll keep both of them in my prayer. And I plead the blood of Jesus over your daughter. I plead the blood of Jesus over your children, every one of your children. I plead the blood of Jesus over the new baby, the new grandbaby. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God. I decree and declare that your name, your blood, your word, Lord God, is prevailing on behalf of Minister Rachel and all of her family, Lord God. I thank you for keeping them under the canopy. I pray the canopy of your glory as a defense over her daughter, over her grandson, over her children, Lord God, over Minister Rachel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we worship you now. We praise you, Father God, for working behind the scene, Lord God. You're a good God, Lord God. You sit high, but you have regard to the lowly. Thank you, Lord God, even now for just blessing, Lord God, all of Minister Rachel's family in Jesus' name, and Minister Rachel herself in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, God bless Amen. You. And it's such a blessing to be upon you, Aunt Helen, Pastor Aunt Helen. God bless you, because you are truly walking. You and my God, Mom, and Pastor Mom, y'all are truly standing in the Lord. And I thank God for y'all lives and blessing me to know you. And I just give him praise because he's holy and he's awesome. Hallelujah. God bless you all.
Amen. Love you. Praise God. Carrie? Welcome, Minister Carey.
I want to say good evening to everyone, Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Catherine and Pastor Price. Thank you for taking us through this boot camp. It's really encouraging and it's really strengthening, really. And I just thank you for it. I not only just listen during this time, but I do go back and just daily refreshing my restoring, building. So I just thank you. Let us know, you know, as we come to the word and being a soldier and staying ready. I enjoyed that about the someone else just ministered about her dad being ready, everything in place and ready to go. So it's just so good, you know. And that's we have to be that way when we go get up in the morning. Be ready, sensitive, you know. So I just thank the Lord for you, Inka, how you just really are pouring into us so that we will be ready to come out and pour into someone else, you know. So I just thank the Lord for you and just blessings to you and your family and your mom and all of you all. Thank the Lord for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Carey. And may God continue to just bless you and keep you and make his face to shine greatly upon you. And that may he continue to let his peace that passes all understanding keep your heart and your mind. The only thing I'm perceiving concerning you is that I'm perceiving about the sinus area. I rebuke all pain and discomfort concerning your nasal passages, concerning your sinuses. I plead the blood of Jesus over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And that everything and anything that's not of God has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of God in your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I hear the Lord say, no weapon, no matter what the weapon is, that is formed against you shall prosper. Tongue, no matter what the tongue is that will rise against you in judgment, shall be declared and shown and proven to be in the wrong. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. I'm perceiving something around the hip area. Again, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of God is prevailing in every cell, organ, and system of your body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for that clarification. You know where your dryer has this tubing that goes up and takes the lint out and all of that when you're washing or when you're drying your clothes, and it came apart, and the dust, I started noticing just dust over my furniture, and I was actually, you know, kind of, what is this? So when I came downstairs and I looked, it had fallen up. It came disconnected, and that's what, and it was irritating, the dust in the house. So I just thank the Lord for that, and I was kind of start coughing this morning. I was praying and just worshiping the Lord, and all of a sudden I just start coughing, and a lot of things start coming up, and when I came downstairs, I noticed that, and it had been off for some time. Because there was a collection of just a lot of dust build up. So I thank the Lord. Thank you for praying for me.
Glory to God. I thank the Lord for giving that word of knowledge by his Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. All right. God bless. Praise God. And I'm sure it even feels better now.
Yes, it does. It feels much better. It really does.
Amen.
I can breathe easy. Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know what we say, what God reveals, he heals. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Have a blessed night.
Okay. You do.
Amen. Sister Jazza, Evangelist Shirley. Welcome.
Hello, how are you? We're both enjoying everything, and we're just so excited about the boot camp. And but first, we want to say hello to Pastor Mom and hello to you and all the listeners and Pastor Price. We're just so glad that you are having this boot camp. You just don't know what a blessing you are.
Oh, glory to God. Thank God.
It was Sister Barbara, Pastor Barbara, it was something you said. Remember, you were talking about those who don't know the Lord and said, don't wait till Sunday, because Sunday may not get here. We had some very disturbing news tonight. One of our close friends passed away. She on her job. She was at work at her desk. Mm. And it was just shocking news tonight. And we had just saw her Monday.
Wow.
And talking with her. We was at church.
And she was at church.
And she was at something else. She was at church. We weren't at church last night, but she was.
Oh, wow.
And so, and that just struck Jens and I that you would say that, because we just don't ever, ever, ever know. You said Monday, you said Sunday may not get here, and you just don't know. So anyway, we're asking you for prayer for that bereaved family, because she left us. She saved, and she left her saved husband and some children and grandchildren. And she wasn't an old woman. She's a little young lady. So, you know, pray for that her bereaved family.
Yeah.
And also, the saints are under attack. Marriages are under attack. We know a couple on the West Coast. They're not, I don't know whether they're saved or not. I can't say that. But they need prayer for their marriage. And another couple we know that are saved, they need prayer for their marriage. So, you know, we're just being attacked in any way that Satan can. So would you mind just... Pastor Price, saying a prayer for the bereaved families and marriages, and pray for the church itself. Because we heard some disturbing news this past week about where there. I hear somewhere in Missouri, that the wine country, I hear somewhere, where this man saying that their church is out there. With the wine, they're going to have wine services or
they
something?
They have a service, and you can order a glass of wine while you're in church.
Preaching.
Oh, my.
So
we need
prayer, and you're talking about spiritual warfare and soldiers. We need a lot of soldiers. Spirit-filled soldiers.
Hallelujah. What's the name, the family name? What's the lady that passed, her name?
Give me the
last name of the family. What's just the last name?
But the first name is Heather.
Oh, Heather, okay. I just want to pray and lift up Heather's family. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, even now for the prayer request, Lord God, even by the precious women of God today on behalf of Heather, Lord God. Heavenly Father, they've told us that Heather is a believer, and that we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Lord God. So we thank you and praise you for Heather being with you. And we know now that there are ones who have been left behind, Lord God. And Father, we ask and we pray even now for your comfort, Lord God, for her husband, her children, her grandchildren, and for her family, and for every single person that knew and loved Heather, those on her job, Lord God. Even anyone that will hear the news, we pray for each one of them that you would give the comfort that only you can be able to give. You specialize in healing the brokenhearted. You specialize in giving comfort when we need comfort. And so I ask that you would comfort the family, every person, and the friends, and the coworkers, every person who knew Heather, Lord God, that you would comfort their hearts and comfort their minds as only you can be able to do it. I rebuke every spirit of inordinate grieving in Jesus' name from over each one of them, Lord God. And we know that we mourn, we grieve, but inordinate grieving, I rebuke all inordinate grieving and charge and command it to leave from our family. And I pray, Lord God, that you would give them your peace with much strength and comfort during this time, moment by moment, second by second of every single hour of every day. Only you can do that, Father. So our eyes are upon you. And then, Father God, we lift up marriages to you, those two particular marriages that even now that the precious woman of God mentioned, but we also lift up every marriage to you. Lord, marriage is honorable. You ordain marriages, Father God. So we pray throughout this nation and around the world that your kingdom come. Let nothing but the center of your will be done concerning every single marriage, Lord God, that you would knit their hearts together with your agape love, with cords that cannot be broken. That you would give them special love, Lord God, that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. That you would change their perceptions, Lord God, by your spirit of one another, Lord God. Precious Holy Spirit, I ask that you would come upon the hearts and minds of every single married couple throughout the United States and around the world. That you would convince them of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And even now, how to treat each one another with love and respect and with honor in the name of Jesus. I pray for a mighty move and miracles within marriages, that you would give miracles around this nation, Lord God, concerning marriages, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead your name, your blood, your word over every married couple. I plead the blood of Jesus over their marriages, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for giving them resolution. Can that marriage live? Only you know. And so we prophesy and said, marriages be lived. Marriages be lived. Hearts be bound together in your agape love with cords that cannot be broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare over each one of them that they render due benevolence one to each other. In the name of Jesus Christ, that even now they render each marriage throughout the United States and around the world, Lord God, are rendering due benevolence one to another, love, honor, respect, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And then, Lord God, we look at the church, Lord God, that is serving the wine, Lord God. Near the wine, those wine countries, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, let your kingdom come. Let nothing but the center of your will be done, Daddy God, concerning every church and every per church throughout the United States of America, Lord God. May we follow you. May we be true Christians. May we be true followers of you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would lead and guide each one. I bind and break the power of every work of the devil and his cohorts concerning every single church throughout the United States and around the world. I pray, Father God, that you would open the eyes of each single one of our understanding as church ministers and pastors throughout the United States. Give each one of us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge, in the knowledge of you and of your purpose, plan, your destiny, and what is right and what is wrong. Give us right perceptions in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we worship you and we thank you in advance. We roll the care of that onto you. Precious Holy Spirit, come upon them. Convince them of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. And I want to say, Evangelist Janza and the mama, what's your name again? The mother.
Shirley.
Evangelist Shirley. Evangelist Shirley and sister and Evangelist Janza, oh, that I'm on this day, bear. He said, I hold you in the hollow of my hand. I've gone before you, my daughters, to make the crooked path straight, the rough places smooth. He said, I'm strengthening your stakes. I'm helping you to strengthen that which is in you and enlarging the place of your witness. The Lord said, I've called you for great things. He said, continue to look unto me, said the Lord. Embrace what I have for you. He said, embrace it. He said, think not about the age. Think not about any abilities beyond yourself. Look to me, even now. Look to me as your commander in chief. I have much work for you to do during this time. He said, I'm pleased with your prayers. I'm pleased
Thank
with
you.
Your prayers. I'm pleased with your prayers. Oh, that I'm on this day. He said, continue to look unto me as your source from whom all blessings flow. I see the Lord say, I'm closing some doors on both of your behalf, but I'm opening wide other doors. I'm strengthening you, saith the Lord. Be strengthened in me, even saith the Lord. I hear the Lord saying, not many days since, that which I promised you shall surely come to pass. He said, look for it, expect it, and believe that you receive it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and we give you praise in advance. I give you praise for that word, Father God. I give you praise. But I still hear the question that came up. How long? God said, not long. How long? Not long. And all that I promised you will surely come to pass. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for that word. Even now, to the women of God, in Jesus' name, amen. Apostle is back in your hand. And God bless you, Evangelist Shirley and Evangelist Jennifer. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. I see you, Pastor Rita. You're going to be right after Reverend Treva. Praise God.
Hello. God bless.
Reverend Treva.
God bless
hello,
you.
God bless. I just wanted to, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to say God bless you and really have been enjoying the boot camp and ministered so good to me tonight. Thank you and thank you for the word. And tomorrow I have a doctor's appointment. Just want to pray about that. And also we've had some strong aftershock times while you were preaching. I had to pray that prayer, Jesus be a canopy over this earth over here. And it stopped shaking.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And I join my faith in my prayers with you, Minister Treva. I thank God for you, Reverend Treva. And I thank you that even now we continue, as you always pray this, I learned this from you over these last 40 years, we continue to dispatch forth infinitum numbers of mighty warrior angels, ministering angels, even Michael the Archangel under that ground to hold those places together under that ground in Jesus' name. We command a charge for those earthquakes to cease and desist, for those aftershocks to cease and desist. We plead the blood of Jesus over even now all of Carson, California, all of Los Angeles County, all throughout the state of California. We plead the blood of Jesus. The protective blood of Jesus is prevailing in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over Reverend Treva from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I decree and declare an obedience to you, Lord God. No weapon formed against even now Reverend Treva shall prosper. Every single tongue that will rise against her in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong in the name of Jesus. Again, I decree and declare Isaiah 54:17 is prevailing on your behalf as you go in and come out in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus around you, your household, your sister and your brother-in-law, over your car, over the way that you take, over your visit to the doctor, the blood of Jesus is prevailing. And we decree and declare it. And thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your servant in Jesus' name. I see you even now, Reverend Treva Kelly. I see the Lord right now. He just gave me a vision of you. And I see him with his hands to your back, pushing you out and even the more into the service of the Lord. He said, marvel not. He said, I prepared you for such a time as this. He said, you're prepared like an Esther. You're prepared for such a time as this. He said, you're also prepared like a Ruth. You're prepared for such a time as this. He said, I've looked at your faithfulness. I've looked at your prayers. He said, they have just like with Cornelius, your prayers and your giving have come up to me, saith the Lord. I see, I know, I care. Oh, that I'm not dead. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. Have I not said it? Shall I not do it? Oh, that I'm on this day. He said, continue to trust me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me. And you shall see, I will direct your path. Oh, that I'm on this day. But again, I hear the words, how long, Lord? How long? Not long, not long. Continue to trust me, saith the Lord. I see his hand upon your belly. Oh, that I'm on this day. Oh, that I'm on this day. No weapon. He said, continue to trust me. Continue to trust me. Continue to know too much about me to doubt me, says the Lord. And Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Even now, Reverend Treva, in the Bible, the book of Acts, by some is called the Acts of the Apostles. Other people call it the Act of the Holy Ghost. And there are chapters that are being written. God said, you hold on and keep on trusting me. Don't let your faith waver at all, because he said in the book of Acts, the Acts of the Holy Ghost, your chapter is being written now. Your chapter is being written right now. Hold it out by Sia. He said, for I, the Lord, am with you. And if I'm with you, I'm more than anything. No matter what variable it looks like, I'm with you, says the Lord. Lord, we thank you. Oh, that I'm understanding. I hear the Lord say, hold on just a little while longer. Hold on just a little while longer. Hold on just a little while longer, and everything will be all right. He said, even as you stood with Helen, and you stood with Helen baby after baby after baby, and you never would give up, even though there were ones around her that would give up, but you never gave up, that joy would come. And he said, just as I gave Helen joy, he said, your joy is coming. He said, just hold on now. Hold it steady. Hold the wheel of your faith steady now. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look at any winds or any waves. Stay in love, because your faith is even now empowered. Faith works and operates by love. Stay in love. Be quick to forgive. Hold it up, I see, and keep your eyes on me, saith the Lord. I'm giving you that ride. I'm giving you that ride into all that I have promised you, says the Lord. Oh, that I remember the acts of the Holy Ghost are being written. In one of those chapters, it's not over. That's the book that's not finished yet. The acts is not finished. It's not a finished book, because the acts of the Holy Ghost are still going forth, and your chapter is being written. I hear Pastor Rita and Pastor Eric, your chapter is being written too. Your chapters are being written at this moment, at this time, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Love you, Reverend Treva. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless y'all. Good night.
Good night. God bless you.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor Eric and Pastor Rita.
Hi. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. How's everyone doing this
Welcome.
Evening?
Hallelujah.
Well,
doing well.
It's fantastic to know that God is coming back for a church that does not have any wrinkles or blemishes. And isn't it nice to know that it's not a building, it's us.
Hallelujah.
We are getting ready for the wedding. Are you ready for a wedding?
Hallelujah.
I am.
Praise
and
God.
You know, God is going to be the main focus on this. You know, it's really good to hear all these victories, because it really shouldn't come to us as a surprise that God does things, even though we do get shocked when he does. It's the beauty of who he is and how he does things that allow us to see things. And so we enjoy God's presence, because his presence gives us peace, joy, and happiness. Let me tell you something, and I won't be on the phone for long. God is moving, and he's moving in such a miraculous way. For those who are tuned into him, you will see the glory of God moving right before your very eyes. You see, we haven't seen nothing yet. This is just the beginning. This is why I'm so excited, because God is making a change. The COVID didn't come necessarily to sit us back. It made us sit down for a minute and reanalyze what's really important. And that's our relationship with him. You see, we need a tight relationship with our Creator. And that's all he ever wanted. And he made it very simple for us, because when Jesus died, and listen to this, when he died and the veil was broken, don't you know that when it was torn right down the middle. It made us easier to approach the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus reconnected us back to our Creator. And I thank God for that. So here's the thing. Since the Word carries power, and the Word is life, and that we stand on it, from this day forth, listen to what I'm saying. Everybody that's hearing my voice, you have no right to be what? Miserable? Sad? Disappointed? Forgotten? Hurt? Misled? Lied to? Be around untrustworthy people? Because you are an heir to the throne. And that's what makes you so special. It's not that I'm better than you or you better than me, but because of the blood of Jesus, that's what does it. And because
Hallelujah.
We have this relationship, there's nothing in the universe that can separate us from the love of God. So when you get off this phone tonight, one thing you need to think about is God and how much
Hallelujah.
He loves us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Eric. Thank you so much for that word tonight. And I join my faith tonight with you and Pastor Rita concerning Pastor Rita's body. I come and lift up her respiratory system, all of her nasal passages and her sinuses. The Lord says, pray one for another that you may be healed. We speak to the root and the source of all nasal problems, even now to Pastor Rita's sinuses. And to her respiratory system, to her bronchial tubes, down to her lungs. We speak to the spirit of life behind all weakness, sickness, disease, every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of discomfort. We bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist it. We charge it in Jesus' name, and we charge and command it to leave even now Pastor Rita's body now and never come back again in the name of Jesus. Lord, I plead your blood, the blood of Jesus, over Pastor Rita's nasal passages, over her sinuses, over her lungs, her kidneys, her liver, her spleen, every cell and organ and system of her body, the blood of Jesus. I pray the canopy, Lord God, of your glory as a defense and a protection over Pastor Rita's lungs, her bronchial tubes, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, all over her sinuses. Even now, I pray the canopy of your glory as a defense against every assignment, every strategy, every tactic, maneuver, wild method, and plan of the devil and his cohorts. I join my faith with Pastor Rita and with Pastor Eric, even this night, and all the saints of God. We say no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. No more assignment even now towards, even now, Pastor Rita's nasal passages, her sinuses, her respiratory system. We say no more, no more assignment, no more strategy, no more tactic, no more maneuver, wild method, and plan. And we say in the name of Jesus, let there be. Even as the day, Lord Jesus, when the world was being made, precious Holy Spirit, you were hovering. You are hovering over the deep, waiting on one thing for the word to be spoken. I speak the word right now and say, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracles, and total recovery, even now to Pastor Rita's sinuses, to her nasal passages, to her lungs, down in those lungs, in her bronchial tubes, in the name of Jesus Christ. And again, I apply Isaiah 54:17 and decree and declare no weapon, no weapon that is formed against Pastor Rita. No weapon that is formed against her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. Every tongue, no matter what the tongue is, it shall be declared and shown and proven to be in the wrong. In the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, I decree and declare this night your name, Lord Jesus, is prevailing. In Pastor Rita's sinuses, her nasal passages, in her lungs, her respiratory, even now I see it breaking up. I see it breaking up right now, Pastor Rita. It's breaking up. It's got to bow its knee to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and to the word of God. For God's word is active, operative, energizing. His word is effective. It's able to do the job and able to do it well. Jeremiah 23:29 says, it's not my word like I am, I did it.
and a fire that burns. I decree and declare the fire of God's word is going down into your lungs, in your nasal passages, in every cell and organ and system of your body. This night you be healed. You be whole. You be well. Well, precious woman of God, be healed, be whole, be well, be found in the name of Jesus. For we decree and declare one more time, the blood of Jesus is prevailing. And because the blood of Jesus is prevailing, we tell you, you nasal, you situation with Pastor Rita's nasal passage in her respiratory system, you have no right to be upon her. The blood is being applied. The blood of Jesus, right, as it was over the doorpost and the lintels, the blood of Jesus is more powerful than that, for it speaks of healing, health, and wholeness, wellness, soundness, and recreated miracles. I plead the blood. I plead the blood over Pastor Rita from the top of her head to the soles of her feet to her nasal passages, her sinuses, Lord God. And we give you praise in advance. We don't wait until we see it. We praise you now. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, thanking to you that your mercy, your seed of God, your love, your kindness, and your fidelity, your faithfulness is prevailing on behalf of even now, Pastor Rita, and every cell and organ and system of her body. We give you thanks in advance. We worship you. Father God, one more thing, Pastor Rita, I see. I rebuke every principality. I bind rebuke for bitter rest, and I resist every principality, every power, every ruler of the darkness of this world, every single wicked spirit that's come against you, Pastor Eric, and against the ministry that God has called you to. I bind rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every spirit that's not of God from around you all and everything he's called you to do. And I command that spirit of infirmity, you will loose your hold tonight. I recognize you, God, and let me discern you. You spirit of infirmity that's trying to lodge up in those sinuses and in her nasal passages and in her respiratory system, I see you in Jesus' name. Through the Holy Ghost, I discern you by the Spirit and say, you leave her now. I rebuke you and charge and command you to leave her now in Jesus' name and never return in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you praise in advance. We thank you for the man and woman of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'll put back in your hand. God bless.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank you and praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. And even as you were praying, I saw this interesting vision and about, you know, it was something around the top of Pastor Rita's head. And I believe that was her head. And so, Lord, we lift that up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And all that it stands for, hallelujah, with complete and total healing, health, and wholeness, even in that area as well. And we give you praise, Lord God, all in her jaw area, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory, Lord, that you're touching right now by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we don't see any other number one keys pressed, and we are officially into overtime. So we're going to prepare to close. Amen. I just want you to know about next Thursday. It's going to be the finale of our boot camp. Praise God. And, you know, Pastor Price will be with us, and she'll be talking about the armor of God on next Thursday, Lord willing. Hallelujah. And so we'll see her then, or be able to hear from her then. Now on this Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And by the Spirit of the Lord, I'll be speaking on that day. And we're talking about psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And so the Lord has given us a word to share for that day. And amen. We're looking forward to it. It's a blessing. On Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And that's our Bible teaching, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. If you have an opportunity to listen while you're having your lunch, it will be a blessing for you. On Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. We're looking for volunteers to volunteer to pray for 15 minutes in tongues. And we have four people volunteering to pray in tongues. And then in about an hour, we go into interpretation of tongues. And the Lord is really speaking to us about things even around the world that we knew nothing about. Hallelujah. And so he's talking to us. Amen. Now, on Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast is going to be the second Wednesday of October, and that's October the 13th, prophetic healing. You know, we know that there's a lot of healings that happen on that day, and because God reveals ailments that are going to be healed before the broadcast, and what God reveals, he heals. So if you know someone who's going through something, you need prayer, hallelujah, you find yourself needing prayer at that time, please call 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, October the 13th. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as I said again, our dear Pastor Price will be back Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to have Pastor Price give us any closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God.
Glory to God. Thank you again, Apostle Kizzy, for having me here on the program today. I thank God for moving by his spirit in our midst today. I thank him for his anointing and for confirming his word with signs and wonders following. I thank God for you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom, and everyone, Pastor Catherine, and every one of the precious saints in your respective places tonight. Kind Heavenly Father, we love you, we honor you, we reverence you. We thank you for moving by your spirit today. Precious Holy Spirit, you do, and you did what you do best. Thank you for moving through us. Thank you for anointing us tonight. Thank you for moving in our midst tonight and ministering to our hearts and minds with clarity and accuracy, with simplicity, and with a good understanding. Thank you again for your word going forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. I pray this night for each one that's listening that you would meet them at the point of their need tonight, whatever that need might be. Lord God, that you would heal and deliver and set free and give them moment-by-moment miracles, that you would provide provisions for each one, Lord God, and give each one your peace that passes all understanding. We love you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for meeting each one at the point of your need. We give you glory and honor and praise. And then we pray that prayer of benediction in Jude with a now unto you, Lord God, that's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless of your glory with exceeding joy. To you who art the only wise God, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, it's back in your hands, Apostle Kizzy.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. We want to thank you again for all that God has done through you. And we just pray for you even now that God will strengthen you with might in the inner man by his Holy Spirit. And even right now, all of the virtue that has come through you, that he'll replace all that virtue without limits, measures, or bounds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There'll just be a Holy Ghost refreshing out of your belly and just overflowing all over you. Hallelujah. Refreshing you, renewing you, reviving you, even right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we give you praise for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you all,
amen.
And have a blessed rest of the night. Amen.
Y'all tell the people that, no?